What is up, Kasoku? Welcome back to episode 65 of the Samurai Summit and Otaku Podcast. I'm your host, Sto, and we're back with another episode. Today's episode, we have a few news, which actually, there's something I want to talk about that I wasn't expecting it was going to happen, to be honest. But you know what, let's just start with the podcast. You know, we always do that intro to see what I have been doing for the past couple of days, last week, or you know, you feel me. So I ended up going to Legoland again. You all know I have the annual pass, gonna take my kids. The first time that I went to Legoland, this is my second time. I was gonna buy a keychain of Star Wars. I just couldn't decide which one to get, and I was like, I'm not really into Legos that much, you know. So I didn't buy it, but then the last couple of weeks I've been thinking about getting some Star Wars Legos, and then I was thinking about that keychain, and I was like, I could buy it somewhere else, but since I have the annual pass, I get a discount, so I just told myself, let me wait next time we go to Legoland, and maybe I'll purchase, for sure, I'll purchase the keychain, and then if I want to get something else, I get something else. I was thinking about getting the Slave One, Boba Fett's ship, but I didn't end up getting it. I did end up getting a keychain, and I got Darth Vader. I thought to myself, yeah, like, you know what? Let me get one for my employee, my coworker as well, and hopefully he likes it. So, like I said, I got Darth Vader. And I got my coworker a stormtrooper, since I'm his boss, you know, gonna make him my bitch, so my slave, you know, you feel me. So I thought it was pretty funny. When I told him about the reason why I got the stormtrooper, he just started laughing. He was like, dude, that's funny. I was like, I know. So never said anything about you, you know, you feel me? And I also ended up buying Lego Star Wars. We played it for like, played with my girl for like an hour or so. It was fun. I started playing again because I kind of like play one week, I play Fallen Order, then the following week I don't. But I started playing it yesterday or 2 days ago. And you know, because if I stop playing a video game, I'm gonna forget how to use it. How the controls work. And then I'm gonna have to start all over again, and I don't want that. And other than that, I'm already finally cut away One Piece, the anime, because I was like, I've been like 3 episodes behind or so. Not anymore, I'm all cut up. I'm trying to watch, I was watching actually Kaguya-sama Love is War. I started from the beginning. I mean, I only seen episode 1, but I forgot what happened on episode 1. But no, I'm gonna start again on episode 1. And didn't finish it because I started, you know, looking at some anime news and stuff like that. And yeah, that's been pretty much it. I'm actually excited for Film Red. I know it's coming out this month, I think, digital or physical next month. I don't remember. But yeah, it's coming soon. And honestly, I keep forgetting that pre-order 2 collector's edition and deluxe edition of Film Red in Japanese, which is cool. It's cool. And speaking of Japanese One Piece, yesterday, Thursday the 1st, the manga box set for One Piece, box set number 10 or episode 10, how they call it, it's actually finally out, and it looks amazing like any other ones. If you guys don't know how they look, make sure you check out my YouTube channel. I have made a few videos about them, and they look so good, you know, me unboxing them. And I can't wait to get my hands on episode 10 or box set, and however you want to call it. And also, June 16, we're finally getting the Black Clover movie on Netflix. It's called Sword of the Wizard King. So I'm excited for it. I think it was pushed back, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm excited that we're finally getting it back. And yeah, it's just so good. and also One Piece card game. I've been kind of doing better. I've been top in 8, so that's good. Last Monday, I barely got 8th place. It wasn't my best performance, but hey, what matters is that I have fun. So, but anyways, I still ended up getting top 8. Got 3 packs of Paramount War, and one of those tournament packs. So I still haven't opened them yet. I'm pretty sure most likely I'll be doing YouTube shorts for each one of them, and hopefully I'm just hoping I get to pull a manga ace. If I do, I'm just gonna get freaking excited. And Demon Slayer. Let's talk about Demon Slayer. I know probably most of you already read the manga, but I still haven't. And it's just getting so good. I don't think I've seen the last episode. Or maybe I just finished watching half of it. Yeah, because is he upper 5, I think? Yeah, I think it's upper 5. He saw the form when all the other bodies are combining to one. He looks like Eneru because he has, you know, the drums on the back in the circle. Like, he straight out gets me Eneru vibes. And before, I thought it was that crying demon. Like, he looks retarded. Why would he be an upper 5? But then I saw the other, you know, fear, anger, you know, the other bodies. I'm like, all right. But then once they fuse together, like, all right, he looks fucking badass. Not gonna lie, he does look pretty good. And then I'm still debating. I mean, I already bought volume 1 of Demon Slayer. Debating if I should start reading the manga, you know, just buy all of them and then just continue reading and then wait. See, I don't know if I should get ahead of the anime and then watch the anime, or just go toe to toe with the anime. You know, I'll read up to where the anime is at, and then, you know, next episode, next chapter, you know, so on. I still don't know if I really want to go with that, or just fuck it, go all out and then just read everything and then probably never watch Demon Slayer again. But we'll see what he does. Well, what I do, I'm sorry. And then Seven Seas. You all know about Seven Seas, you know, which is a publisher that published like novels and manga. So Seven Seas announced that it has licensed the How Do I Get Together With My Childhood Friend and I Want You to Make Me a Beautiful manga, as well as the Condemned Villainous Goes Back in Time and aims to become the ultimate villain manga and light novel series. The one that sounds pretty interesting is the How Do I Get Together With My Childhood Friend. That one looks pretty cool. I like the cover, you know, just looks cute. The villainous one, the cover looks like old school, like, you know, goes back in time, kind of like with like an emperor or something like that. Looks pretty dope. So the 7th will release the first volume of How Do I Get Together With My Childhood Friend physically and digitally on March 2024. I know it's over a little bit less than a year, but probably by that time my bitch is gonna forget about it. And yeah, I'm just gonna forget about it. Let's be honest, I won't remember anything about it, because that's how my brain works. I talk about something, I get really excited, and then I just tend to forget it, and then be like, fuck, what was that manga or what was that light novel? But, you know, I try to make notes usually, but it never happens. So the story says Minami and Yuzu have been inseparable since elementary school, but now that they're in high school, Minami just can't accept that Yuzu may someday get a boyfriend. How can some random guy get to wake her up in the morning, feed her lunch, take baths with her? It doesn't take long for Minami to realize that her feelings can't quite be described as friendship anymore. But how can she get Yuzu to see her the same way? So, it sounds like it's going to be like a shallow drama once she gets her boyfriend or something, but You know, I'm all about that drama. Which, by the way, I've been reading, you know, still continue reading. My friend's little sister has it in for me. And honestly, reading that light novel makes me kind of like enjoy more of the visual novel video games. Because I started playing Blue Archive, and dude, it's so good. The story, I'm really digging it. Like before, for like in the Afghan, I kind of like read the story fast and you skip scan, then go to the battle. But this one, I'm actually enjoying the game. It's fun. Characters are amazing. So far, the story's good. I haven't spent any money on it. I don't think I will, to be honest. I just want to enjoy the story, and you know, if I'm able to pull some characters, that's fine by me, like some good ones. But so far, I'm digging it. If you guys haven't played it yet, I highly recommend it. It's when did it come out? Let me check real quick. I know it came out first in Japan, obviously, which actually, oops, okay, here it is. So yeah, it was released in Japan on February 4, 2021, and then it was released worldwide on November 8, 2021. The publisher in Japan was Shangai Yosor, and for the world, worldwide was Nexon, which its headquarters, I mean, has headquarters, I think in it has offices. So its headquarters is in Japan, but it has offices located in South Korea, United States, Taiwan, Thailand, and all of that stuff. So the director is actually Kim Young of the game. But yeah, it's good, man. Blue Archive, it's so freaking good. I like it. I know I say I don't do Korean stuff, but this is kind of like Korean slash Japanese. So it's all good. It's all good. Plus, the voice actor, even the worldwide, is actually Japanese. So it's a Japanese game, right? But yeah, if you guys haven't played it yet, make sure you do. I sometimes, when I open the app, I kind of tend to forget I was doing some other things and then just continue with the playing because, like I said, it's so good. I like the gameplay, it's fun. I highly enjoy it. And then let's see. But yeah, so out of those three, the How Do I Get Together with My Childhood Friend sounds the most interesting one. I'm pretty sure, like I said, it's gonna be a bunch of drama. The other one sounds like typical stuff, you know. So I'm not gonna go over those. You can always, you know, search online to see what you like. Now let's talk about top-selling manga. So we have two different type of lists. So we have top-selling manga in Japan by series, 2023 first half. And the list covers those of physical copies from November 21st, 2022 to May 21st, 2023. And the one who has a top spot, which I'm not even mad, I'm actually excited for it. It's like it has to be. It's Blue Lock. Y'all know I love Blue Lock. It's an amazing. I haven't read the manga, but fuck, the anime is so freaking good. And it has an estimated sales of 8,046,032 copies. And again, this is as a series. I mean, for manga, so it's like all series. The second one is Chainsaw Man with 4,492,906. Number three is Slam Dunk, which, if I'm not mistaken, is getting a movie, and the animation looks pretty great. It's like unique, it's different than your usual anime style. That one has 4,199,966. Number four, it's Jujutsu Kaisen, which is 3,757,215. And for number five, you know, it always has to be on the top five, is One Piece with 3,550,097. So this is as a series, and I do gotta give it props to fucking Blue Lock. That shit's just tit, man. Like I said, I'm not even mad. But then, we have another list. And that one, oops, I think I fucked this shit up. Here it is, top selling manga in Japan by volume. So this is, I guess it's just by the actual, not the whole series, but by like volumes, like volume one and stuff like that. Again, this is from November 21st, 2022 to May 21st, 2023. This one, they give me 25 titles instead of the top five. So I'm just going to go over all of them. I'm probably not going to say every fucking number because that's a lot. But number one is One Piece Volume 105 with 1,758,255 estimated sales. The next one is Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 21 with 1,553,984. Number three, it's Jujutsu Kaisen again, and this one is Volume 22 with 1,318,536. Then is Spy Family Volume 11 with 1,177,254. And at number 5 is Tokyo Revenger Volume 31, which is 846,297. That one couldn't even make it to a million. And then I'm going to say the other ones, but without the numbers, because, you know, I get tired. I get bored saying the numbers. Too many numbers. And number 6 is My Hero Academia Volume 37. Now, number 7, Chainsaw Man, Volume 13. Number 8, Kingdom 67. I have never heard of that one. Volume 67. No, you know what? Kingdom. I think I have heard about Kingdom. I think so. Number 9. Ooh, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, Volume 22. And number 10, Blue Lock, Volume 22, which is weird. It's number 10, but whatever. Number 11, Kingdom, Volume 68. 12, Tokyo Revengers, Volume 30. Chainsaw Man, Number 14 at 13. Spot Number 14, Kaiju Number 8, Volume 9. 15, The First Slam Dunk Resource. 16, Blue Lock, Number 23. 17, Do Not Say Mystery, Volume 12. 18, Detective Conan, Volume 103. 19, One Piece, 104. 20, I can't even say this shit. The Apothecary Diaries, whatever, Volume 11. 21, 22, 23 is gonna go for Blue Lock, Number 12. Blue Lock 13 and Blue Lock Number 21. Number 24 is Chainsaw Man with Volume 12. And Number 25 is Blue Lock with Number 14. And those are the sales. So by series, I mean by volume, One Piece got the most. By series, it's Blue Lock, which makes sense. You know, it's from November to that one. That's why the last two volumes of One Piece were there, because, you know, they were top 19, what's up? Because, you know, One Piece will always sell. And Blue Lock, you know, the anime just ended the season, so people just want to fucking continue with the series or the story of the manga, so that definitely makes sense. So I ain't even mad, like I said. I love fucking Blue Lock. I can't wait for fucking season 3, dude. And let's go with some video games. I know I already talked about Blue Archive, which is a mobile app, but let's talk about some PS4, PS5, Xbox Series, Xbox One, PC, you know, video games. And we're gonna go with, it's a Bandai game. So can you guys guess? It's one of my favorite animes too. So, and it has probably one of my favorite waifus in it. And I actually posted not something about her, but not really about her, like mainly about cards. But yeah, it's Sword Art Online. Last Recollection. And the trailer looks amazing. The gameplay looks amazing. The graphics looks amazing. Like, honestly, I'm fucking hyped for this game. If you guys haven't seen the trailer, it's probably like around 3 minutes or so, 3 or 4 minutes. It's good. You're able to customize your characters. Some of the weapon looks amazing. I really love the graphics and the battle style of the game. I think it's just majestic. It looks so good. It's gonna be releasing in on the West, it's gonna be releasing for the PS5, PS4, again Xbox Series X and X, Xbox S, Xbox One, and PC via Steam on October 6th, and the game will launch in Japan on October 5th. The game will tell its own version of War of the Underworld arc. It's different from the original light novel series and or the anime, of course. Also, the staff promises that the game will feature the franchise's largest character roster and number of story episodes. So it's they're hyping this shit up, man. I'm telling you, I'm just hoping Mantai does a fucking amazing collector's or deluxe edition. I don't want no fucking just DLC. Give me something physical. Give me a figure like One Piece, but better. You know, I don't know. Give me something crazy. Give me a soul box. You know, I don't know. I just want something badass. You know. Yeah, I just want something that's good as an actual for me to buy like a collector's edition. But anyways, that was it pretty much. And then this news caught me by surprise, actually. I wasn't expecting this to happen. I was, looking for some news. And I saw that Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse film gets manga spin-off about Doc Ock in Schoolgirl's body. Yep, it's getting a manga spin-off. Which, it kind of makes sense if you think about it. Because there's like an anime-style Spider-Man one. The one with the spider robot or whatever it is. So, kind of makes sense. So, Shueisha and Marvel Entertainment announced on Tuesday that the upcoming Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse film will have a spin-off manga titled Spider-Man Octopus Girl. Okay, of course it's gonna be Octopus. You know, you all know those tentacles, the hentai stuff. They could have chosen a different character, but with the one with the Octopus Girl, man. Shit, hold on, let me drink some water. Oh, man, it's just hilarious. So, with story and art by the duo behind My Hero Academia, it actually makes sense because the girl looks kind of like the frog from My Hero, the green frog from My Hero Academia. So, I'm all for it. The manga will launch in Shueisha's Shonen Jump Plus manga app on June 20th. So, this month, boys and girls, this month, June 20th, we're also getting, again, on June 16th, we're getting this Black Clover movie, so that's pretty badass. So, the manga story begins with iconic villain Dr. Octopus falls into a coma. When he awakens, he finds himself inhabiting the body of a Japanese middle schooler, Okutamiya. Holy shit, this is kind of like an isekai in a way, unless if it's in the, it's a different body, but would it be a different universe, a different world? I don't know, man, but I can't wait for this. Hopefully they take out a physical copy. I know it's a spin-off, but hopefully there's enough chapter for a whole volume. I'm gonna buy it just like on the quickness. Yeah, and that was it. That was today's episode. Not too long, not too short. I think it was a decent, like maybe what, 25 minutes or so? Maybe, who knows? It's a possibility. Yeah, it's like around there. Anyways, oh no, I was almost gonna let you guys go, but you know, we had to go with the character of the week. And this time, I promise you, you won't even know which character I'm gonna be choosing. You're gonna be like, what the fuck? Is that even allowed? And yes, it is allowed. And it's gonna be okay. Here's the hint. You wouldn't expect me to choose this one, but I talked about it on this, well, I mean the series on this podcast, something like that. And Star Wars. But you're probably thinking, though, Star Wars is not anime. I'm not talking about regular Star Wars. I'm talking about Star Wars Visions, which were made by Japanese anime studios. We anime style artwork. So yes, it counts. I'm going with Ronin from the first episode of Star Wars Visions. Honestly, he just looks fucking amazing. Have you guys, I mean, and I love overall the black and white, the kind of like old school with the emperors and samurai Star Wars. I love his lightsaber, how he has it on the, you know, where they put the katanas. It just looks fucking amazing. I love it. And I'm thinking about buying his figure. They actually made a figure of Ronin, and it looks fucking amazing. It's actually black and white, and the lightsaber is just red. It just looks so fucking good, man. I love it, and I'm excited for it. And yeah, that's my character of the week, Ronin from Star Wars Vision. So it does count, all right? So don't fucking send me a message saying it doesn't count. And with that, thank you guys for listening to another podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to the podcast to. You're able to subscribe, like, follow, whatever, so you don't miss when I drop the next episode. Don't forget to follow me on my social media, on Twitter and Instagram, at UnlimitedDo. And follow my YouTube channel, at UnlimitedDo as well. Make sure you click that notification bell so you know you'll get notified every time I upload a new video. If you want to hit me up on Discord. You know, we have a Discord server as well. Hit me up via Twitter, Instagram, or send me an email at Samurai Summit. It's not an Otaku podcast. It's at SamuraiSummitPodcast@gmail.com. All right. We'll see you guys for episode 65 next week. Peace.